The regional news presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our top stories, traditional rulers and elites in the South region are putting hands on deck to ensure history back to school for underprivileged children in their different localities. Garbage disposal in the Southwest region remains a major problem due to inaccessibility of certain neighborhoods. In the meantime, the weather forecast in the far north region, according to climate experts, portrays heavy downpour in the next 2 months with fears of thundering showers in certain localities. Those were our lead stories. Stay tuned for a full development in a moment. The location of schools, its availability, infrastructure and quality of technology, according to most parents in the center region, is primordial in the choice of a school for their children. However, a good number of others are equally concerned about the security aspects. Some parents are simply carried away by the prominent names of some educational establishments, as Lekiate Gertrude Songazi tells us in the following report.
One of the most daunting tasks parents in the central region are struggling to achieve is choosing a good school for their children for this upcoming school year.
I can't say.
The infrastructure, I would like to send my child to an institution that I know is safe. Bandits cannot come there, kidnappers cannot come there. You have a good security put in place, fenced, a good playground.
As the bells for the 2024-2025 school year continue ringing in the central region, parents are advised to scrupulously take time and register their kids in legalized institutions which must meet the aspirations and those of their kids. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, Regional News Center.
More on education, we move to the South region, where in the hinterlands, traditional rulers and some elites are mobilizing for a history reopening for the underprivileged children. A case in hand is the village of Njome Saman, situated some 40 kilometers from Sangmalima, where thanks to the generosity of Jean-Jacques Mebiameya, an elite of the locality, the primary school pupils are now set for September 9, when the school doors will be officially open. Clarence Azay tells us more.
Back-to-school preparations are in full swing in Njome Saman. Inhabitants of the village, which is divided into 7 hamlets and spread more than 7 kilometers, have put together their efforts and resources for the education of their children. Chief Louis Magloa Efangono, traditional ruler of Njome Saman. I thought it wise to unite all my people to be the main actors of our development. And this is seen through this mobilization. The offers range from scholarships and school bags to exercise books for all pupils who are willing to attend school in the village. Jean-Jacques Mabiam Eya is donor.
We have been doing this for the last 3 years, and it's not going to be a short-term project, it's a long-term project. All we do is to help population in this village for the basic living. If you pay school furniture to all your children going to school, I think it's going to be very easy for parents to face all challenges during the school year.
People whose children have benefited from the Njome Saman back to school outreach, like this widow and mother of 10, are full of joy. I'm so happy because the members of the elite of Njome Saman have helped me to enroll my children in school. In Njome Saman, education is considered as a real lever for building a promising future. And the start of the school year looks optimistically thanks to this exemplary show of solidarity. Clarence Azzi reporting for CRTV News.
We continue our ride of the regional news to the East Region, where some young holidaymakers who took part in the 2024 edition of the special holiday workshop program at CRTV East Regional Station have been called upon to uphold the practice of basic communication skills inculcated in them. The Chief of Programs and Programming of CRTV East, Ghislaine Pierre Sono, was speaking during the closing ceremony where the participants received end of course attestations. As you tell us, student journeys on internship, Jerome Belobo.
Through a number of sketches and demonstrations, the over 80 young people who took part in the CRTV East Holiday Workshop program during a closing ceremony showcased their savoir-faire in news writing, presentation, reporting and production.
I learned so many things, especially in the bilingual news slot. It made us to be more proud to speak in the microphone, because since I'm still young, I was having fear of talking on the microphone. But since I started coming to Bakans Oriental, the fear is going.
I learned more things like making realization, presenting the journal, making reportage. I want to be a journalist in the future.
In the presence of visibly satisfied parents, family members and friends, Ghislaine Pierre Sono, on behalf of the station manager, reminded the parents that the station will always open its doors to groom young aspiring journalists and communicators during the long-term holidays.
At the end of this session, 2 months later, we are very satisfied. We saw young ladies, young men who are really disposed to practice this work, and we are also satisfied because we detected many of them who are able to practice journalism, and I would like them to come back next year.
While receiving end of course attestation and school kits, the young people were equally urged to take their studies serious during the upcoming school year. Bertwa, Jerome Belobo, CRTV.
And from the east to the far north region, where climate experts in that region say there will be a continuous heavy rains in the next 2 months, as indicated on the weather forecast. The temperature will be around 20 to 23 degrees Celsius, with the risk of thundery showers, particularly in Lagoon and Shari and Mayo Denai, where there is danger of floods. Henry Tatoe Kambi completes the story from CRTV Far North.
With the heavy downpours already becoming the order of the day in the far north region, climate experts say more is still in the sky that will descend on the region. Edmond Babe Durandi is the service head for meteorology in the regional delegation of transport.
For the months of August, September and October, the far north region will witness more rains. From now until the 30th of August, the forecast is that superior accumulated rainfall of about 100 millimeters will fall.
Mr. Babe Durandi also adds that the havoc caused by the intense rains might even be more in the weeks ahead.
These heavy rains can bring about sudden unfortunate circumstances in basins in the Logon and Shari that can affect Yagua, Bogo and others. This can trigger floods, make soils fragile and cause landslides, and also affect agricultural activities as well as destroy road infrastructure and houses.
Experts have therefore called for caution from the population and authorities. Marwa, Henry Datowikambi, CLTV.
And from the far north region, we move down to the southwest region, where the town of Boya is fast becoming a shadow of itself when it comes to cleanliness of the streets and household disposals. The company in charge of waste disposal has not been regular on the field for quite some time now due to security-related issues, which has made some neighborhoods inaccessible. Chanceline Nanze reports.
This hooting of the garbage truck is now rarely heard in Boya or reserved for the ears of inhabitants of privileged neighborhoods. Making a stop at major junctions and streets like Memus, Mile 18 and Dongo isn't as pleasant as before because of the heaps of garbage that greet the eyes and the stench that welcomes the nostrils.
I live at Long Street. It affects most of us here because the odor that we held in our body is no good. So it affects us and our children.
I live, I have garbage just opposite me in Tole. There's too much mosquito and the smell is there. So we have children and they go there to play. But what we usually do is we spray it with insecticide just to avoid mosquito bite there. When there's too much there, we put fire on it.
The officials of the waste management company say the prevailing socio-political context has made it difficult for their trucks to have access to some neighborhoods.
This problem of Ghost Town, it has made we have lost a lot. They burn our vehicles there in Musaka, the bulldozer, burn the way bridge, everything down. They carry some workers. They beat the workers necessary, took another one in the bush. So we are scared.
They have prescribed collaboration between the population, the waste management company, and municipal authorities as the best way for the proper management of waste in Boya, which is gradually losing its status of one of the cleanest towns in Cameroon.
With this deadline, this is collaboration with the public. We need to work hand to hand before we make our town clean. But there are some people who are doing it as if it is a hatred. We have been telling the public that when you hear the horn, before you push, you come with your dead. At times, we should put a trash can here. But they will allow the trash can and come and put everything on the ground. It is not the best. So we will follow the regulation that have been given by the company. But yeah, we clean.
Most importantly, the population has been advised to begin with garbage sorting at home or go back to the traditional method of pit disposal. Chanceline Nanze reporting for the regional news in Boya.
Over in the West region, most mothers prefer disposable diapers to cloth napkins due to the convenience they offer, ranging from comfort, little stress, availability, and relative cost. Student journeys on internship, Precious Selena reports on the shift towards disposable diapers.
The use of disposable diapers over cloth napkins has drastically increased over the years, as most women, especially young mothers, prefer these disposable due to some advantages it comes with in terms of hygiene, accessibility, travel friendliness, and its availability, which makes it readily available in most areas, making them convenient option for some parents. While the cost per diaper can be higher for disposable, some parents find the overall cost lower due to the convenience of not having to wash cloth napkins. Nevertheless, some prefer the use of cloth napkins for their babies as it is cost-effective and healthy.
As a mother, I prefer to use napkin over diaper because napkin is less expensive and diaper is very costly.
Vendors of these products have also witnessed a drastic change in the level of sales as the turnout for disposable diapers has increased more than that of cloth napkins. I cannot really estimate because I have about 20 clients a day. I sell both to mothers and retailers. I sell up to 40,000 francs daily for disposable. I equally sell cloth napkins, but not as diapers. Ultimately, the choice between disposable diapers and cloth napkins comes down to personal preferences and individuals. However, mothers should be health conscious when dealing with babies.
With that, we call it quits on this edition of the regional news, in which you heard that Traditional rulers and elites in the South region are putting hands on deck to ensure Hitri back to school for underprivileged children in their localities. Garbage disposal in the Southwest region remains a major problem due to inaccessibility of certain neighborhoods. Meanwhile, the weather forecast in the far north region, according to climate experts, portrays heavy downpour in the next 2 months with fears of thundering showers in certain localities. The regional news was produced by Patrick Oscarfan, while Danielle Mimia is at the techniques. For presentation, I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. Luncheon date continues with Louisa Akwanka.